two dots on Lamed Vav Amar Aleph. Amar of Yehuda Marav, Tzlaf Shel Orla, B'chutz La'aretz, in Chutz La'aretz, by Tzlaf, that's within the 3 years of Orla. So we said in Chutz La'aretz, any Sothik of Orla is Mutter. Right? It's only, according to some, it's only the Rabbanan, according to some, even if it's Doraisa, it's a special Halacha L'mosh Mi-Sinai, that Sothik is Mutter. Any doubt is okay. So in Chutz La'aretz, if you have Tzlaf of Orla, Zorek Eso Evyonos, you throw away the an Orla, only a Pri is Aser. Right? The twigs, and the leaves are all Mutter. It's only Varaltem or Lasso is Pirio. It's the fruit that's Aser in Orla. So if it's not fruit, then it's not Aser. So you throw away the Evyonos, that's the capers, the actual fruit. But Ochel Eso Kafrisen, you can eat the pods, they're not considered fruit. So in Chutz La'aretz, you throw away the capers, you eat the pods, because that's not considered fruit. The Memra, the Evyonos Peri, the Kafrisen La Peri, that seems to imply that the Evyonos are called fruit, and the Kafrisen are not considered fruit. The pods, this thick peel, is not considered a fruit. The Ramini, Almine Natspa, Al Ha'olin, the Alatmoros, Omer Beri Pri Adoma, the Alho Evyonos, the Ala Kafrisin, Omer Beri Pri Ha'etz. Right, it says on the different kinds of things that grow on a caper tree, on the leaves and on the berries, you say Bori Pri Ha'adam, because those are taka, not the ikar of the tree. And they're not fruit. They're just things that grow on the tree that directly grow from the ground. They're not the fruit of the tree, they're the tree itself. So on that you make a Bori Pri Ha'adam. The Alho Evyonos, the Ala Kafrisin, but on the capers themselves and on the pods, Omer Bori Pri Ha'etz. Right? Those you make a Bori Pri Ha'etz. So you see that the pods are considered fruit. Shmara says, Hu da Omar ka Rabbi Akiva. Now he, what's it called? Rav said like Rabbi Akiva. Disnan, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Tzlaf Misaser, Tmoros, the Evyonos, the Kafrisin. Rabbi Lezer says that you take Miser from the Tzlaf on the berries, on the fruit itself, and on the pods. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein Misaser Ele Evyonos Bilvad. Rabbi Akiva says, no, only the, what's it called, the Evyonos are considered the pre, when it comes to mice. So here, clearly, Rabbi Akiva holds that it's only the capers themselves that are considered a pre. Everything else is not a pre, and therefore, by Orla, the only thing you're not allowed to eat is the Evyonos. Mipneshu pre, that's the pre. The name of Halacha Rabbi Akiva. Why didn't Rav say the halacha like Rabbi Akiva? Why did he say a special halacha himself? Tzlaf shel orla b'chutz la'aretz, zorek es avyonos v'ochos ha'kafrisim. Why didn't he just say the halacha like Rabbi Akiva? That only the avyonos are considered a pri. So, I omer halacha Rabbi Akiva, havi amina filu b'aretz. If he said the halacha like Rabbi Akiva, that only the pri is only the avyonos, then I might think that that's the same thing in Eretz Yisrael. The halachas like him, that only the only pri is the avyonos, and even in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to eat the kafrisin. They're not a pri for sure, and therefore you're allowed to eat them. That's not true, right? Kamash malah, no. Kol ha-mekel ba'aretz halacha kamoso b'chutz la'aretz. Ava ba'aretz lo. Right? He only holds a Rabbi Akiva misofik, right? That since we're not sure whether the kafrisin are a pri or not, so in Chutz La'aretz, any Sufik in Orla is Mutter. So you're allowed to eat the Kafrisin. But in Eretz Yisrael, Sufik Orla is Aser. It's Aser Min HaTorah, and there's no special halacha that Sufik is Mutter, and therefore Sufik Orla is Aser. Since the Kafrisim are a Sufik, whether they're a pre or not, you're not allowed to eat them. So in Eretz Yisrael. So if he said the halachas are Rabbi Akiva, I would think the halachas are Rabbi Akiva, and for sure the Kafrisin is not a pre. And therefore, even in Eretz Yisrael, you'd be allowed to eat it. Kamash v'man, no. He only holds like Rabbi Akiva, misafik. So in Chutz La'aretz, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. Because safik, whether the kafrisin are pre or not, safik orla is mutter. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's a safik whether the kafrisin is a pre or not, safik d'oraisa l'chumra. You can't eat them because they may be orla. So that's why he didn't say the halacha is Rabbi Akiva, because you would make a mistake to think it applied even in Eretz Yisrael. V'neim ha-halacha k'Rabbi Akiva b'chutz la'aretz, v'chol ha-mekel b'aretz halacha k'moso b'chutz la'aretz. Let him say that. Let him say the halachas are Rabbi Akiva only in Chutz La'aretz and not what's it called in Eretz Yisrael. Yomer hachi havi amino hani mili gabi meiser ilan. The be'aretz gufa midrabban. Avo gabi orla the be'aretz midoraisa. Ema bechutz la'aretz nami gzingzor. Kamashmalan. If he said that, I might think the halachas of Rabbi Akiva in what he was talking about. Meiser. And meiser, even in Eretz Yisrael, meiser ilan, meiser of capers is only drabban. Because meiser min hatorah is only on dogan tirosh and yitzar. Only on the five grains, on what's it called, oil and wine. Those are the only things that are meiser min hatorah in Eretz Yisrael too. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, in some places, there's meiser min drabbanan. Okay, but here, even the meiser, if it would be in Eretz Yisrael, on capers is only drabbanan. So therefore, it could be in Chutz La'aretz by meiser he's meiko because it's two drabbanans. Even if it would be in Eretz Yisrael, only be the Rabbanan, because it's not Dogan Tirosh V'Yitzer. And now it's in Chutz La'aretz where all Meiser is the Rabbanan, so it's two the Rabbanans, there he's Mekel. But Orla is only one the Rabbanan in Chutz La'aretz. So I might think that by Orla, the halacha is that you are Choshish for the Kafrisin, and you can't eat them. Therefore, Rav had to be very specific and not just say the halacha is Rabbi Akiva, he had to say specifically that even by Orla, in Chutz La'aretz, you're allowed to throw away the Evyonos and eat the Kafrisin. Okay, Rashi. Mine Natsba Hutzlath. Lefishik Delim Bokama Mine Achila Korile Mine. Mine Natsba means different kinds of food that's on the caper tree. Tomorrow's Besocho Alim Gedelim Kamin Tomorrow's. On the leaves themselves, there's like extensions, like little berries, Uboltin Ba'alik, and Ba'alim Shal Arava. Like the red shoots that come out of the willow leaf. Evyonos hu apri. Kafrisin hu klipa gedola shesvivos apri. This is the pod that the pri is in. Ke'en klipa hagdela soviva goes in dakim. Just like the, what's it called? The big, thick pod that many nuts grow in. Slav, not the inchi adaiti de shusa. Let me get it again. I think we went back. Yeah, okay, 1 second. Orla b'chutz l'aretz, it's very so for me. Chol ha-mekel b'aretz b'orla, halacha k'mosa b'chutz l'aretz, k'even de'ena min ha-Torah, halach achra ha-mekel. Gabi meiser, dohad Rabbi Akiva le-gabi meiser itmer. Rabbi Akiva said his halacha b'gabi meiser, that meiser in chutz l'aretz, right, you only have to take off meiser from the avionos, but not from the kafrisin. Because only the avionos are the pri. The meiser peres ha'ilan the be'eretz gufa de rabbanan shatora lo chiba la'aser ela dogan tirish v'yitzah. Right? Even in Eretz Yisrael, meiser on capers is only the rabbanan, because the only thing that you have to take off meiser is dogan tirish v'yitzah. Okay, let's go on. Ravina ashkechei lemar baravashi the kozorik avionos the ko'achol kafrisin. Ravina found that Ravashi mar baravashi was taka throwing away the avionos by orla and eating the kafrisin, meaning that he held like what Rav said before, that at least in Chutz La'aretz, the what's it called, the pods are at least a suffix whether they're pre or not, and therefore misafik you don't have to what's it called have orla, and you can eat them. Omerle my daitoch Rabbi Akiva the Mekel, right? You're doing this because Rabbi Akiva is Mekel. And he holds that even by meiser, what's it called, kafrisin, are not considered the pri. So since you have an opinion that says that the kafrisin aren't a pri, in Chutz La'aretz you can follow that opinion. Right? That's the case. V'le'evid marke be'shamay, the makile tvei. There's another opinion that's even more mekel. And if you've always followed the mekel in Chutz La'aretz, agabe orla, you could even eat the avionos. You could eat the pri itself. Why this man slath beishami omrim kilayim bekerim ubeisil omrim en kilayim bekerim? Right. In order for something to be kilayim bekerim, it has to be not a tree. Trees are not kilayim. So if you plant a tree in the middle of a vineyard, you're not over anything. Okay. Trees only have kilayim where you graft them. But stop planting trees either together, all different kinds. Or trees together with grain, or trees together with vines is not awesome. So if something's a tree, there's no kilayim. But if something is not a tree, it's a vegetable, okay, then it, what's it called, has kilayim. Vegetables can't be planted in a kerem, nor can grain be planted in a kerem, or different kinds of vegetables together, or vegetables and grain together, all of that's kilai. So Beis Shammai hold that tzlaf is not a tree. It's a some kind of vegetable or whatever. And the opposite is also true. By orla, it's only trees with fruit that are aser, but vegetables, grain, doesn't have orla. So if it's a vegetable, then it has it doesn't have orla, but it has kilai. If it's a tree, it has orla, but it doesn't have kilai. Okay. So Beis Shammai hold that it's kilai. Therefore, there's no orla at all. The caper is not a fruit, it's a vegetable. Beis Hillel omrim ein kilayim bekerem. And Beis Hillel says, no, capers are a tree, and therefore there's no kilayim. So Beis Hillel would hold that there is orla, and Beis Shammai would hold there's no orla at all. Not only can you eat the pods, you can eat the fruit too, because it's not fruit. Elu ve'elu modim shechayim bo'orla. And both of them agree that it's chayim and orla. So Mar says, how gufa kasha could that be? Amras slap Beis Shammai omrim kilayim bekerem al min yerekum. Right, you just told me that Beis Shammai holds that slaf is asur b'kilai. Right, you can't plant it in a vineyard because it's a vegetable, not a tree. V'hadar tani elu ve'elu modim shechai b'orla. And then you tell me that Beis Shammai holds that it's orla. How could it be orla if it's a vegetable? Orla doesn't apply to vegetable; it only applies to trees. Alma min ilanu. Halo kasha. Beis Shammai tfuke misakkelu. Right, Beis Shammai have a suffix. Therefore, they're not sure if it's a tree or a vegetable. Therefore, they go to Chumrah in both situations. If Legabe, what's it called, Orla, it's a tree. Legabe, Kilayim, it's a vegetable. Both are the Chumras, right? The Avdi Hachel Lechumrah, V'Hachel Lechumrah. But that's only Orla in Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz La'aretz, the Halacha is what's it called, Misafik, that it's Mutter. That's only a vegetable. Okay? Mikomakal Beis Shammai, have they Suffolk Orla? Usman, Suffolk Orla be Eretz Yisrael Asur, the Surya Mutter, Uva Chutzlar, it's Yorei, the Lokeach, the Vad Shlo Yirenu Lokeik. Right, in Suffolk Orla in Eretz Yisrael is Asur, because there it's Asur from the Torah. In Surya, which is closer to Eretz Yisrael, and there was a Shail of Kibush Yochid, David HaMelech conquered Surya, so it may have a din of Eretz Yisrael or not. Still, Suffolk Orla in Surya is mutter, and in Chutzlar it's so mutter that if you know somebody has, what's it called, Orla in his field, a goy, has Orla in his field, and things that are not Orla, and he goes and brings it to you, you don't have to ask any questions, you can assume that it's not Orla, even that kind of Suffolk, right? As long as you don't see him take the Orla itself. So any kind of Suffolk in Chutzlar, even if the rove is Asur, the Suffolk is still mutter, special halacha. Right, and the Ran holds that it's even Doraisa, that Zalach L'Mosh Sinai, that Suffolk Orla is Mutter, any kind of Suffolk. Here you don't go after Rove, if it's a Suffolk, everything is okay. As long as, even if according to some, even if I know something's Orla, but you don't know, I'm allowed to give it to you, because to you it's a Suffolk. So that's Halacha, it's a special Halacha in this Zalach L'Mosh Sinai. Or according to others, it's Stam Halacha that Suffolk Drabbanan, Lekula, Orla, and Chutzlars is totally Drabbanan, and the Rabbanan were makel very much by it, that in any situation the Suffolk is Mutter. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, we have Beis Shammai, who have a Suffolk, whether Tzlaf is a vegetable or a tree. Therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, you'd have to be Machmer and consider it a tree for Orla and a vegetable for Kilayim, both of them are awesome. But in Chutzlars, for Orla at least, right, the Suffolk would make it mutter. So why, what's it called? Marbar of Ashi asked Ravina, right, why are you throwing away the Evyonos, right, and eating the Kafrisin? You're eating the Kafrisin because there's Rabbi Akiva, who holds that the Kafrisin are not a pri, and therefore they're not Orla. And in Chutzlaris, therefore, you want to be Makel like Rabbi Akiva. I got a better one to be Makel. Be Makel like Beis Shammai and eat the Evyonos too. Because in Chutzlaris, you can assume it's not a pri. Or says, no. Rabbi Akiva, Malcolm, Rabbi Lezer, Abdin, and Kavosei. When you have a machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lezer, so then there's a makel. You can follow the more lenient opinion in Chutzlar, it's Gabi Orla. Rabbi Akiva's opinion still is valid. Right? They don't cancel each other out. So Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Akiva, both their opinions. We may not paskin like Rabbi Akiva, the Gabi Eretz Yisrael, but at least he's a viable opinion to follow in Chutz La'aretz, according to the rule that Kol HaMekel be'aretz, Halacha Kamoso be'Chutz La'aretz. But al beisham and avdin and kavashin, therefore you can follow Rabbi Akiva and chutzlaretz misotik. Ubeishamai b'makom beishilol ainu mishnah. But when beishamai argue with beishilol, the halacha has been kavua to beishilol. Beishamai is already out of the picture, so it's not a valid opinion anymore that you could follow even in chutzlaretz. It's not considered a suffix. The halacha is like beishilol finished, and beishamai is out of the picture. Okay. Kilayim bekerem kesavra min yeriku. Right, Beishamai holds that tzlaf is a yerek. Mikomakon le Beishamai have le sofik orla. Hai mikomakon maskana de pircha de ravinahu. Ule neymar sha'acha pri atzma mutter. Right, this is the end of his question on Ravina. Why are you throwing away the fruit? If you're doing it because, what's it called, you're eating the kafrisin because there's a sofik, and there's and the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, right? So I'll tell you another thing where there's a sofik. Beishamai. Beishamai has a sofik whether tzlaf is a tree or at all. So you can eat the fruit too in chutz laretz. Mikomakom. Okay, one second. The meimer sha'at ha'pri atzmo mutter b'chutz laretz to have eretz sofiku. Usnan sofik orla is mutter in chutz laretz. The Surya Aram Tsova Shekovish David Valsifal Gvul Eretz Israel. And that Surya has certain laws like Eretz Israel, certain like Chutz Laretz, because since David HaMelech captured it alone, without all of the halachas of how to capture Chutz Laretz and make it Eretz Israel, whatever was missing, and I'll go into it now, right, the different opinions why exactly Surya wasn't conquered properly, right? Whatever it is, it has certain dinim like Eretz Yisrael and certain dinim like Chutz Laretz. Uvechutz Laretz halo keach min hachoshed ala orla v'yodeyahu sheyesh par pardeso zekenos unetios. You buy something in Chutz Laretz that you know that the person who's selling to you is choshed to sell orla, and you know that he has orla and regular, what's it called, already past the third year in his field. As long as you don't see him take the orla, you can assume that he's taking the other one because it's suffic. As long as it's suffic to you, that's enough. Okay. Yorei velokeach imenu afal pisha suffiku im yovi min hanatios. You don't know if he's bringing from the ones that are orla or not. Uvilvad shelo yirenu hachover shulokik min hanatios. The person who's careful about orla shouldn't see him taking the orla, giving to you. But as long as you don't see it, so there's a reasonable doubt that maybe he took the older ones, not the orla, it's okay. Eino mishnah, the ein zesofik elavadim. If we delete Beishamai completely, then there's no sofik anymore. Then the halach is like Beishilol. That's vadai, that the tzlaf is a tree, it's vadai orla. Okay, so it's vadai orla is not mutter even a chutzlar. Okay, let's go on. The tepik le denasa shomer lepri. L'chora, why should the kafrisin not be considered a pri? It's not considered a pri on its own, but it's a shomer to the pri. It protects the pri. And a shomer to a pri is considered part of the pri. V'rachmona omar, v'arautem orlaso es pirio. Es atofel pirio. Not only is the actual fruit orla, but even the shomer, the casing around the fruit, is also orla, because we learn it from a pasuk, es pirio, right? Comes to include something secondary, subordinate to the pri. Not only is the pri orla, but the secondary things to the pri. What's secondary? Secondary means a peel that protects the fruit is also part of the fruit. So, l'chora, how could you eat the kafrisin, right? They're not only, maybe they may not be the fruit itself, but they definitely are shomer to the fruit. Amar Rava, Hecha Amrina Denasa Shomer Lepri, Hecha De Isay Bein Betolish Bein Bemechuber, Hacha Bemechuber Isay Betolish Lech. So Rava first tries to give the following qualification. When do we say that something becomes a Shomer to a Pri, and therefore it becomes part of the Pri, not because of Pri itself, but because it's subordinate to the Pri? That's only when that Shomer is on the Pri, both when the Pri is on the tree, and when it's taken off the tree. But here, the pod falls off when you take it off the tree. So it's not on the fruit when you take it off the tree. It's only on the fruit when it's on the tree. That's not called a shomer. A shomer has to be on the fruit when it's on the tree and off the tree also. Okay, otherwise it's not called a shomer. Mara says, that can't be. Eish v'abaya, let's see Rashi first. The tepuk lay, the inomi Rabbi Akiva, the omer le'inyan meiser, the lab peirininu. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that legabi meiser, the kafrisin aren't a pre themselves. If you're looking for a pre, the pods are not a pre, they're not the fruit. Le'inyan orla, asiri kafrisin, the havali shomer. But, and by meiser, the halacha is that a shomer is not part of the fruit. There's no special halacha by meiser that tells me the peel, the pod, is not fruit. It's a subordinate to the fruit. But by meiser, there's no halacha that subordinates are chay. Only the fruit is chay, not subordinates. But by orla, there's a special pasuk that says espirio, that even the subordinates to the fruit are chay. So what do I care if the kafrisin are fruit or not? Legabi meiser, legabi orla, at least they're subordinate to the fruit, and there you have a special halacha that what's subordinate to the fruit is also chayiv and orla. Talush lesei, sofo shenofel emenu kishmagiel ishbashel. Right? Once the capers ripen, right, and they're ready to come off the tree, the pods fall off. So when they're harvested already, there's no more pod. Only when it's on the tree and it's not 100% ripe. So Mara says that qualification can't be. Eish the abaya, pitma shel rimon mitstarefes, v'hanet shelo eino mitstaref. Okay? The Rashi, pitma shel rimon, hapterach shebarosho, ke'en sheyesho tapuchin ulesar sar galim, whatever that is, mitstarefes l'chabeya l'tumas ochlin. Okay, stem. I mean, that's not the stem. The stem is where it's connected to the tree. It's the other part. The whatever. What?
The thing that was the flower that died.
Right. So what is it called? A flower. So that's what it calls a flower. There's a word for it, no? The stem, I guess it's not the part that grows on the tree. The part that grows, it's like an esrig, the pitum on the esrig. That's what it is. The pitum on the thing. The pitum is not what's connected to the tree. It grows on the branch, which connects to the hole in the bottom of the esrig, and the pitum is the other side. So that originally was a flower. The flower is the blossom or whatever. After that goes off, you have the pitum is left. Okay. So the pitum is mitzaref to to be part of the esrig or part of the apple for part of the rimon for tumas ochlin. Okay? And that's considered part of the pri. Okay? And therefore, if you only have a kebeya with the pitum, it's still makabel tuma. Or it's still metami, shaila, whether less than a kabeya is makabel tuma, right, and it's just not metami other things, or it's what you called not makabel tuma at all. But in any case, whatever the halachas of tuma that you need a kabeya for ochlin, the kabeya can include the pitum too. Okay? That's part of the pri. Okay. But the nates is like the pod in a kafras. The nates of a rimon, of a pomegranate, is like the pod that covers the rimon, right? That is what's it called, not mitzdarif. Mar says, "Medekomer hanetshelo ein mitzdarif, alma zelav ochelu," right? Mashma that it's not food; it's not considered edible food, and therefore it's not mitzdarif to a kebeya to be considered to masochlim. If the rimon is not a kebeya except with the nates together, it's not the mekabel tuma. Whatever you need a kebeya for. Gatani gabe orla, and yet by orla it says, klipe rimon, vehanet shelo, klipe agozim vahagarinim, chayovim baorla. Right? All these things are part of the fruit for orla. Why? Because by orla it doesn't have to be the fruit. It has to be even something subordinate to the fruit. So even though the nates is not food, and by a rimon, it wouldn't be considered a shomer to the pri for whatever reason. But Legabe Orla, it's still considered subordinate to the Pri, and it's Chayiv and Orla. Right. So, what's it called? Why over here wouldn't you be Chayiv and Orla? Forget about the Kafrisin being fruit. They're not fruit. But at least they're a Shomer. And even, what's it called? Even if they're not a legitimate Shomer, like by Tuma, but at least it's subordinate. It's no worse than the Nates of a Rimon, which is not considered a Shomer Legabi Tuma, but it's still considered Tofa Lepri. It's still considered subordinate to the fruit for what's it called for Orla. So we hear the same thing. The Kafrisin, even if they're not a bona fide Shomer, they still should be subordinate to the fruit and be Chayiv and Orla. Elomarava, Heicha Amrinam the Naslu Shomer Lepri. When is it considered a Shomer to the Pri Legabi Orla? Heicha de Ise Bishask Marperi. That's when it doesn't fall off on the tree, right, before the, what's it called, the fruit is finished, is completely finished. High kafras lesse b'shaskamar peirin. However, the kafras falls off before the fruit is completely finished. And therefore, since it falls off in a state before the fruit is finished, it's not considered subordinate to the fruit. It's not there when the fruit becomes fruit, completely. Samara says, Amy. The Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua, Hani Meschali de Orla Asiri, Hoel Venasu Shomer Leperi. Okay, these are Maschali are the pods that encase the tamarim on the tree. They're similar to the kafrisim when it comes to what's it called to capers. The kafris of a caper is the same thing of the maschali when it comes to dates. Okay? And it says b'feirish, hani maschali de orla asirim, hoel v'nasu shomer l'peiri. V'shomer l'peiri emasadeh b'kufra, v'kokori le shomer l'peiri. The dates grow in these pods, but when they ripen, the pods already fall away. So the pods are only there before the fruit ripens on the tree. And still, it's what's it called? It's considered a Shomer Lepri. It's Chayiv and Orla. So similarly, the Kafrisin, even though when the capers ripen, they're already off, that doesn't make a difference. Since they were on, right, for a portion of the time when it was growing, that's enough to be considered a subordinate to the Pri and be ushered by Orla. Samara says, Rav Nachman Sover Lak Rav Yossi. No, Rav Nachman, you can't bring me a raya from Rav Nachman, who holds that the pods of a date are osur in orla, even though they fall off before the date becomes ripe, because Rav Nachman holds like Rav Yossi, this man, Rav Yossi Omer, smother osur, mitnei shu pri, upligi rabbonin ale. Rav Yossi holds when it comes to grapes, that smadar is the very first development of the grape on the vine. When it's a little thing, it's, what's it called? After that it becomes, busser. That's the next stage. And then it becomes a ripe, grape. Okay? So Reb Nachman holds, Reb Yossi holds that even a fruit in its first stages of development is called a fruit already. The Rabbanan argue. They say until it becomes busser, which is a further development, it's not considered a fruit. So therefore, Rav Nachman holds that a fruit is called a fruit even when it's not developed. Therefore, anything that is protecting it, even when it's not developed, is protecting the fruit. But the Rabbanan argue, and they say that only fruit that's developed is called a fruit. Nemela, if something is protecting it only when it's undeveloped, then it wasn't protecting the fruit, because it wasn't a fruit yet. So to be a Shomer Lepri, it has to be a Shomer Lepri. But if it's a Shomer to the stages prior to the Pri, that's not called a Shomer, if it's going to fall off when it becomes a Pri. So don't bring me proof from Rav Nachman, who holds that even something that's a Shomer in the early stages of development of the Pri is called a Shomer, and therefore it's Osur and Orla, because it's Espirio, it's Hatofa the period, because Rav Nachman happens to hold that undeveloped pries are called pri. But if you hold that an undeveloped pri is not called a pri, then this thing is only a shomer when the thing is not a pri. The mele, it's not a shomer le pri. It's not even included in S. Okay, let's see Rashi till here. Ein mitzdarif, afagav the kaimelon v'ha'or v'arotav, shomri mitzdarfim l'tuma, even though we learn in Chulin that a shomer, right, a peel around, even if it's not edible, but it protects the fruit, is mitzdarif l'tuma kala, the hainu tumas ochlin, right, it is considered part of the fruit, part of the food, right, l'gabi tumas ochlin, in order for something to at least be matame, other things needs a kabeya. So if you only have a kabeya together with this peel, with this shomer, it's considered a kabeya. Honey mile klipas ho'egos v'harimo. Aval ha'neit shomer al gabi shomer hu. V'ein mitzdarif. V'ach yamirim v'or v'arotav. Right? That's only where it's directly protecting the fruit. Directly on the fruit. But the nates of a, what's it called, of a pomegranate, isn't directly on the fruit. It's on the thing that's on the fruit. That's not mitzdarif for tumas, that's not part of the food for legabi tumas ochel. But they're chayav ba'orla. Derachmona rabinu me es pirio hatrofa le pirio. The ha nates leise shomer betalush lecheshe misyadesh no fil me ala klipa. But it's chayav in orla, even the nates. Why? Because here there's a special pasuk that tells me es pirio. That includes even things that are subordinate to the fruit. This is subordinate to the fruit. I, Lamaisa, it's only on the fruit before the fruit ripens. And still we see that it's chayiv in orla. So same thing by kafrisin, by the capers, even though it falls off the fruit when it ripens, but it's on there before, it's still considered subordinate to the fruit for orla. Kafris lesser bigmar peirik, shmagia samach libishula hum nofil mimenu. The kafris falls off the caper when it gets near to being ripe. Maschli b'tamri k'kafris b'tzlaf. Maschli are certain kinds of coverings to the dates when they grow. Before they get mature, they're in a covering. That covering is similar to the kafris by tzlaf. B'kufra k'shahatmorim k'tanim kol nebishulam. When is this maschli? When does this covering happen? It doesn't happen when the fruit is ripe. It only happens when the fruit is ripening, small. Then it has this covering. But the covering falls off before the fruit ripens, and still you see that it's considered orla. So same thing would be by kafrisin. Doesn't make a difference if they fall off before it becomes ripe. No, he says, that's no proof, because Rav Nachman happens to hold it, Rav Yossi. The kufra have a pri. That even in the unripe stages, it's called a pri. So then it can be a shomer le pri, it can be subordinate to the pri. Afal pi shalom nigmar, even though it wasn't yet ripened. Leficha shomer shalom choshev shomer. Therefore, the subordinate thing is subordinate to a pri, because he holds that a pri is called a pri, even when it's unripe. But the Rabbanan argue on him. Smother osir, anovim, kivin shenofel haperach, v'chol gargir nearly atzmo, kori smadar. Okay, smadar is the earliest development of the grape. It's where the flower, the blossom fell off, and you can discern each little grape to itself. It's a little green, what's it called, growth, right? So the blossom is not there. It's the first thing you can discern that it looks like a grape. Okay, but it's a green, solid thing. It doesn't have a soft inner thing. It doesn't have the what's it called, a peel that you could see through. It's just a little grape, a little green berry. Still, that's called smadar. And Rav Yossi holds, that's called a pri. Kivin shenofa, gari nearly asked, no, kori smadar. The Rabbi Yossi, kivin shabalich lal smadar, kori pri, va'asar mishumorla. And therefore, those little green berries are also with orla, even though they're not ripe fruit yet. Right? They're in the earliest stages, that's considered fruit. Fruit is when you can see it as fruit. Upligi rabbanan alei v'halacha karabim. Halacha is like the rabbanan. Hilkach evyonos ba'od shakafrisin bohen lav teriminu. The, what's it called? The evyonos are not a pre when the kafrisin are on them. They only become a pri when the kafrisim are off them, and therefore the kafrisim can't be considered subordinate to the pri. Velo mikru kafrisim shomer the pri, because never was a pri. The rabbanon hold that that early stages of development is not called a pri. Okay, let's go on. Maskif la Rav Shimi minardo ubeshar iloni mipligi rabbanon alei. No, the rabbanon argue by grapes. See, that you're right. But in other trees, the Rabbanan argue, and they say that even the early stages of the pre is not a pre. That's not true. V'asnan, ne'emasai in kotsin eseilonos b'shvias. What, from what time are you not allowed to cut down trees in shvias? Okay, when you cut down the tree, so you are basically ruining the fruit. Okay, so when is it considered fruit, l'gabe shvias, that if you cut down the tree before it ripens completely and they're not edible, that you're destroying the fruit? There's a period where it's not fruit, so you're not destroying anything. There's a period where it's already called fruit, and you're destroying the fruit by cutting it down too early. Then there's a period where you can cut down the tree because the fruit's ripe. You can eat the fruit. You're not destroying the fruit by cutting down the tree. But if you cut down the tree too early, and it's already considered fruit, but it's not yet edible, then basically you're making it that it's fruit that will never become edible. So you're destroying the fruit. So at what point can't you cut down trees in Shvi'is? Peshame omrim kol ha'ilanos, all trees mishiyotziu. As soon as the fruit appears on the tree, in its smallest state, that's already considered fruit. And if you cut down the tree, you're destroying the fruit. That's also in Shvi'is. Shvi'is is for eating, not for destroying. Ubeis Hillel omrim ha'charuvim mishiyishvishu. Right? Charuvim are when they start to look like chains. Right? That's when they're called fruit. V'hagfonim mishiyigru'u. And gifonim, when they reach the level of giria, right, where they, what's it called, the grapes are as big, Rashi says, kigorua, right, and later on the Gemara explained what that shear is, and vahazesim mishianitsu, and olives from the time that, what's it called, when the nates start to grow around them. By olives, I guess the nates is like the top, the little protective cover on top of the olive. Ushar kol ilanos mishiyotziu. And the Rabbanan hold, but all other trees are considered fruit when the fruit appears on the tree. So slaf will be the same thing. Don't tell me that what's it called, that Rav Nachman holds like Rav Yossi, who holds that even the rudimentary appearance of fruit is called fruit. And the Rabbanan argue on that. Yeah, the Rabbanan argue on that when it comes to grapes. And when it comes to charuvim, right, boxer, and when it comes to zeisim. But not all other trees. And slaf is another tree. And the Rabbanan agree that even the early appearance of fruit on the tree is called fruit by other trees. So we're back where we started. Lamai said, what difference does it make if the kafris falls off the fruit while it's still unripe, but kafris fruit is called fruit even when it's unripe? So this is a shomer lepri. So we're back to why taka are you allowed to eat the kafrisin? It's not fruit, but it's subordinate to the fruit. It's a shomer lepri. V'omer avasi, hu busser, hu garua, hu pul halavan. Right? The same shear, busser, is called garua, and that's also pul halavan. Pul halavan means a white bean. We're talking about grapes. What do white beans have to do with grapes? Where it says, Pula lovin solkadai toch ela ima shiuro ka pula lovin. They're all the same shear. When does a thing become busser? When it's garua. When it's the shear of a garua. What's a garua? Pula lovin, a white bean. When the grapes are the size of a white bean, then they're considered already orla. They're considered fruit. Okay? Man shamas le da omer busser in smotherlo. Right? Now, this, what's it called? Who's the one who holds that only busser by a grape is considered orla, but not the earlier shear of smadar, when it's very, very small and just appears after the blossom falls off? Rabbanan. That's the Rabbanan. Because Rabbi Yossi holds that even smadar by a grape is considered fruit. So if we have someone who's telling us that all these other trees are okay, are fruit right away in the beginning, but a grape is only fruit when it's kapul halavan, meaning busser, that can't be Rav Yossi. That's the Rabbanan. So you see that the Rabbanan, even though they argue by grapes, but they don't argue by what's it called, by other trees. and other trees are considered fruit as soon as they appear on the tree. So maybe we're back to what we started. Uktani shar kol ilanos mishiyotziu. Elo amarava, heicha amrinan da havi shomer lepri, heicha dishri shaklis le de shomer mayus peri. Hacha ki shaklis le lo mayus peri. Okay, he said, no, the final criteria. When is something called subordinate to the fruit? It doesn't have to be on there, what's it called, when it's ripe. It doesn't have to be on there when it comes off the tree. Those fall to the wayside. The criteria is, if you take the shomer off, will the pre die? That's a shomer. Then it protects the pre. Because without it, the pre can't live. But if you take the shomer off and the pre will still live, then that's not a shomer. That's not subordinate to the pre. Separate thing. There's no effect on the pre. Okay, it's nice to be there, but it's not ma'akiv, the pre, right? So when a shomer is taken off and the pre dies, then it's a shomer, it's also ba'orla. If you could take the shomer off and the pre won't die, then it's not subordinate to the pre and it's not orla. And therefore, what's it called? When it comes to capers, you can take the kafrisim off and the caper will still live. Therefore, it's not a shomer lepre and it's not a pre. So out pre, it's not orla. And out shomer lepre, it's not a shomer because it's not doesn't kill the fruit if you take it off. Therefore, it's mutter to eat. Rashi. B'shari lano schutz min ho'anavim. Ein kotsu b'shvias, rachmona omer lo'ochlo v'lo lehetzid. You have to eat peir shvias, not destroy them. M'shi yotziu es ha'pri, m'shi yishrishu, m'shi yiru bohen kemin sharshoro shel charuvim. Right? The boxer is when it starts to look like chains. M'shi yigru, sh'anavim gasim k'goru l'kam v'forishla. M'shi yonitzu, m'shi yigal ha'netzavi. Hu busser hu garua, kol mokum shizkiru busser hu garua. Pool halav and solkadaita chobanovim kaminu. We're talking about beans. We're talking about what's it called about the grapes. But it means when it becomes that sheer. Man shamus le the omer gabi anovim busser hu davi pri avol smother lo. Who's the one who holds that when it comes to grapes, only busser is what's it called is chayiv in orla, but not the earlier smadar. That's the rabbanan who the pligi ole the rabbi Yossi, who argue rabbi Yossi, who says that even smadar is considered fruit. Meseches Orla, the Ka'amre b'shari lanus m'shiotziu avi pri aroi. And yet the same Rabbanan say that in other trees, as soon as the fruit appears, it's called fruit. So we're back to our original question. The kafrisin are on the tree when the fruit is called fruit. Why are they mutter? Okay. Tomorrow we will go back to some things that there was brachas here. We'll finish up this.
Kafrisin is the same word.
Something else.
It's cooked. Very cooked. Anyway.